This Mark Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
Welcome to the Smart Start Money Podcast. I am your host, Eric Flynn. Are you currently trying to deal with debt collectors? Are you constantly getting harassing phone calls or mail from debt collectors? On today's podcast, I'm going to provide information on what you should immediately do if you receive a call from a debt collector and answer some questions on what debt collectors can and cannot do. Debt collectors make phone calls every day to collect money that may or may not be owed. And it's not uncommon for a person to have one of these collectors contact them at least once in a lifetime. According to urban.org, 71 million U.S. adults have debt in collections. Now, most of the time people think just because you have a debt in collection that you're a bad person, you're an irresponsible person. But the truth is, that's not necessarily the case. Having debt in collections doesn't make a person a terrible person. You know, it's something that can happen either by chance or even by error. With the cost of something like medical care these days, there's a lot of people that have a lot of medical bills in collections. So just because you have debt in collections doesn't make you a bad person. But you do need to know how to deal with debt collectors. I'm not going to sit here and say that all debt collectors are terrible people, but honestly, most of them are. A lot of times they buy the debt for pennies on the dollar, and they're just trying to collect what they can. So it's important to learn how to deal with debt collectors. And this is particularly the case if you're currently dealing with harassing phone calls, a lot of mail that keeps coming in from debt collectors, you need to know what to do in order to deal with them. And knowing this, there's some advantages on working with debt collectors, either getting the amount reduced or getting the amount completely thrown out, which is possible. So what should you do immediately if you receive a call from a debt collector? The first thing you really need to do when you get a phone call from a debt collector is understand that they might be telling you the truth, but chances are whatever they say, it is probably not 100% accurate. That is really important. Not that they're going to lie all the time, but they may not give you all the details, so it may not be 100% accurate. So that's the first thing you need to keep in mind immediately when you get a phone call from a debt collector. If you do get a call, never deal with a debt collector on the telephone. This is extremely important. Ask them to mail the information to you. It's always best to get it in writing, and they are required to do this by law when they're asked. So part of the advantage of dealing with debt collectors is knowing how, and when you ask them for the mail, that's a good first step. You want to get in writing what the information is, because they could tell you all kinds of different things over the telephone, but you want to know exactly what they're trying to collect on. You also need to remain calm, but firm with a debt collector. Debt collectors, a lot of times, can either use one of two tactics. They can try to be really friendly, or sometimes they might not be friendly at all. So it is important to remain calm with a debt collector. But at the same time, don't allow yourself to be bullied, because a lot of them will try to do this. The next thing here is do not pay anything over the telephone. This is a very common practice for them to ask for payment when they call over the telephone. But you always want to get everything in writing. So, like I first mentioned, make sure to have them mail you the information. Don't do anything over the telephone. They're going to ask for payment, and most of the time they're going to say, if you make this payment today, we're going to give you a break and you won't have to pay as much. So what credit card would you like to put that on today? And that's not something you want to do. It is a common practice for them to ask for payment. Just refuse it and ask them to mail the information. Do not also provide voluntary information over the telephone. You want to offer the least amount possible. So you're not going to sit on the telephone and say, oh yeah, I must owe that money, and this is when I did it, and I had the debt, and I realize I owe it, because you don't know for sure either. So you want to get it in writing, and you do not want to provide, you know, provide the least amount of voluntary information that you can. Certainly with all the scammers that are on the out there today, don't provide any personal information over the telephone. This is especially the case if they ask for something like a social security number or something, because it may not be a debt collector. Do not ignore phone calls. And with harassing phone calls from debt collectors, it can be more convenient and a little easier to just not call them back, to ignore the calls, but they're not going to go away anytime soon if you do do this. Also, if you receive a letter in the mail, don't just put it to the side and think it'll go away, because it won't. The debt collectors, they are, if there's one thing they certainly are, it is relentless, and they're not going to go away. So the number one rule that you want to remember and not forget when you get a phone call from a debt collector, the first thing you want to do is do not deal with them over the telephone. When it comes to guidelines of what debt collectors are allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do, there are certain laws in place that debt collectors must follow when they're trying to collect. And not following the rules is a violation under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. Under this act, collectors can be held responsible for not following regulations. I'm going to cover in brief some of the guidelines debt collectors must follow so you know your rights when they're trying to collect a debt. What are debt collectors allowed to do to collect a debt? They can call you. So if you're currently getting calls, you already realize this, and they are allowed to call you on the phone, but they're only allowed to do this during reasonable hours. They can also call friends or family, but this is only to locate you. They can't call friends or family and say, hey, you know, John owes this money and we need to find him. They can only call to try to locate you. If they need your address or phone number, they might reach out to your family or friends. They cannot discuss your debt with anyone else in most cases except your spouse or your attorney. A debt may be sold several times. Debt collectors will often sell their debt several times over a number of years to different companies. So this is a practice that they also do. They'll work to try to get a debt for a while, and if they're not collecting and it sits around, they may sell it again to someone else for a little less as it keeps moving down the line to different debt collectors. Debt collectors can also send correspondence in the mail, and this is actually the preferred way for that you should deal with debt collectors is through the mail. They are allowed to try and collect debt a person owes. So they're basically allowed to do that. I mean, if you owe money, they should be able to collect on that. What are debt collectors not allowed to do? And this is a list of things you should be on the lookout for. A lot of them will try to bend the guidelines and laws, and collectors are not allowed to contact you during unreasonable hours. Now, under the federal law, reasonable times are typically between the hours of 8 a.m. and 9 p.m. So if a debt collector is calling you at midnight, 1 a.m., this is not reasonable and they are not following the guidelines of the law. They're also not allowed to lie to collect money they believe you owe. So threatening wage garnishment or legal action, if it isn't true, and it's not legal for them to do if it's not true. So something to keep in mind is some of these will threaten certain things that might not necessarily be true. And wage garnishment may be one of them. They're legally not allowed to do this. It's not to say they won't, because it's possible some of them will. If a debt collector calls you at work and you request this to no longer be done, they must not do it. The request can also be sent in writing. Now, one of the things debt collectors will do is they're trying to locate you. If they can't reach you, they will try to reach you at other places, like your place of employment, and you can request them not to do this. Another thing debt collectors aren't allowed to do is they're not allowed to collect more money than you owe. So if you do get a debt collector that says, well, you owe this money, but we're going to try to collect X dollars more, if it's not something like, you know, interest and penalties and things like that, it's probably not legal. I guess you need to really know what are your rights with debt collectors. And this is important. So you have the right to request written documentation of the debt they believe you owe. So as I mentioned, you want to get it in writing. A written validation letter is a requirement, and it needs to be sent within 5 days of a phone call. The letter should also state the amount owed and have the collector's name on it. So when you get that phone call, request that written validation letter, and it is a requirement for them to send that to you. If you believe you do not owe the debt a collector is claiming, you can send a letter within 30 days explaining the debt is not owed. A debt collector must then stop contacting you unless they send written verification of the debt. Now, this is something I highly recommend if you're unsure about a debt. Debt collectors, their record keeping systems aren't necessarily the best, and a lot of times they do make errors, and they're just trying to collect. So if you don't believe you owe a debt, you can send a letter within 30 days explaining the debt is not owed, and the collector must then stop contacting you unless they send written verification of the debt. Another right of yours with debt collectors is you don't have to be abused. If you receive a call from an abusive debt collector, request the information in writing, which you should do anyways. And once this is done, just hang the phone up. Just get it on record that you're requesting it in writing. You don't have to sit there if they're trying to abuse you over the telephone. And some of them will try to be pushy to get you to make a payment over the telephone too. Just if they won't give up, ask for the information in writing and then hang the phone up. What should be done if you believe a debt collector did violate the law? Now, although many debt collectors have gotten somewhat better with their methods to collect, laws are still broken, and they're broken probably more often than they should be. If you believe a debt collector has not followed a regulation, make sure to report them to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and Federal Trade Commission. These organizations are in place to prevent unethical debt collection practices. And the laws have gotten better over the years, although there are still quite a few practices a lot of debt collectors use, like I said, that probably skirt the laws, you know, as close as they can to try to collect the debt. Knowing the laws debt collectors must follow it's a good step in acquiring the education to deal with them. The next step is you really need to learn some of the recommended tips and guidelines for working with debt collectors. And it's really important to never provide your banking information to a debt collector. This is particularly important because once they get a hold of your banking information, they may just automatically debt your accounts, and they may automatically keep debting your account when you don't want them to. And they may even actually do overpayments. Like I said, their record keeping is not the best many times. Before ever paying anything to a debt collector, make sure to get the deal in writing. Now, this is in addition to getting the original verification letter. If you talk to a debt collector and they say, well, we'll make a deal and you only owe us half of what we're saying you owe, make sure to get the deal in writing. When they say something over the telephone, it doesn't mean much of anything. You want to make sure that they send out something written in the mail in writing. If a deal is made to get the debt removed from your credit, it's specifically important to get this part in writing. Now, a lot of these debt collectors, they will say, well, if you pay this, it'll be removed from your credit. And that's not always necessarily the case. And a lot of times they, you know, that the debt won't be removed from your credit. You need, if they're claiming that they're going to do this, it's important to get this part in writing. Like I said, do not pay anything over the telephone. Debt collectors will often ask for payment over the telephone for much less, but do not do this. They will settle for less in almost all cases, regardless of if you make an immediate payment over the telephone. Any correspondence that you send to a debt collector, send it in the mail certified. Things do get lost in the mail, and it's important to show proof that anything sent that you send to a debt collector is received. A lot of times they may even receive it and say, well, we didn't get it. So it's important to get the mail certified. You need to make sure you have some type of record to show that whatever you sent a debt collector in the mail actually got there. If a determination is made that a debt collector is legitimate, always, always negotiate. Debt collectors are sold the original debt, and they are looking to collect something on it, which is better than nothing. When you start negotiating, start with 10% of the original amount, and they might not accept this, but you can always go up in price from there. Most of these debt collectors, the way it works is they buy a debt for pennies on the dollar, and they're trying to collect on it. So anything that they can get above what they spent is good for the debt collector. And this is especially the case the older that a debt gets, because the older a debt gets, the less likely they're going to be able to collect on it. And this brings me to my next subject here, which is debt collections. They do have a statute of limitations. And one important factor to keep in mind with debt collectors is that statute of limitations. And this is the time period a collector can sue for the debt. This time, it can vary by state, and it is important to know what this period is in your situation. When the statute of limitations passes, the debt may still be owed. However, there is no requirement to make a payment at this point. The debt will still be listed on a credit report if it's still in the limit for reporting, and collection delinquencies can remain on a credit report for 7 years. From when it was first reported. When it comes to dealing with debt collectors, the statute of limitations is something important to keep in mind. This is particularly the case with debt that may have not been truly owed and was not able to be removed from credit reporting. And this can happen. At the point when the statute of limitation is reached, don't settle the debt if it was not owed, just to get it removed from your credit report. Settling even small debts that may not be genuine to improve a credit score is not a good idea. When they get to a certain age, they will just fall off of credit reporting. If a debt collector is still contacting you regarding a debt that is past the statute of limitations, write them a letter stating this and that you no longer want them to contact you. Let them know the debt will not be settled and it's past the limitation and there is no longer any legal action they could possibly take. Now, I know I had to do this once in my lifetime with a debt that I didn't owe. It kept coming and I couldn't take care of it, and it just kept getting older and older and older. And finally, when I did send them a letter, they quit contacting me. Probably partly because they knew the debt could have been not my debts and they were just trying to collect on it. But if it is past the statute of limitations and they know that the person they're trying to collect from knows that, then a lot of times they do not pursue that heavily any longer, or they don't pursue at all to collect the debt. Never make a payment on a debt that's past due, past the statute of limitations. So if you have a debt that is past the statute of limitations, the reason you don't want to make a payment, it's unlikely it will be removed from your credit report. And the problem is making a payment of any kind could start the clock again on the statute of limitations. So never make a payment on a debt that's past that statute of limitations, because even if you do, there's a good likelihood it's not going to be removed from your credit report. It is common practice for debt collectors to try and get some type of payment on old debts they know no longer fall within the statute of limitations period. And collectors will even try to tell a person that it will improve their credit by making payment, and it won't do this in most cases. And if they are claiming this, like I said earlier, if they're claiming that it's going to take some debt off your credit, get this in writing. They may say it over the telephone, and when you request it in writing, you may never get it because they're just telling you this as well. Now, when I started this podcast, I did say having debt in collections does not make a person, you know, a bad person or irresponsible. So if you do have debt collections, don't feel bad, you know, like you're not responsible. There are all kinds of debts that can end up in collections. So you got your credit cards, medical bills, delinquent auto loans are just a few examples. Now, being irresponsible with credit cards or taking out large auto loans that can't be repaid is certainly irresponsible. However, there are reasons, you know, debts may go to a collector that are not controllable. And medical bills is one of those. Unpaid medical bills are a big part of the debt collection business. And a survey done by Commonwealth Fund that 41% of American working adults have issues paying off medical bills. So if a person is not insured or has a poor health insurance plan, chances are a medical bill may end up in collections depending on the cost of care or procedure. Having medical insurance is something everyone should obtain, yet even with insurance, there are situations that could result in medical bills that are not able to be repaid. Now, insurance itself, it's intended to, you know, to transfer the risk of catastrophic financial, you know, a catastrophic financial event. However, you know, a plan with a $6,000 deductible, for example, is still a catastrophe for many people, even with health insurance. Depending on a health insurance plan and its deductible, medical bill collections are still, they're a possibility for a lot of people. The rising costs of medical care and health insurance have increasingly made the possibility of being called by a debt collector a reality for many more people in America. Credit reporting errors and thieves is another reason you might get a call from a debt collector. There are valid reasons debt collectors may reach out to try and collect money owed, but many times there could be errors. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau lists a number of issues that could be on a credit report related to an error. Debt collectors might be trying to collect on these errors. Some examples listed are incorrectly reported delinquent accounts, closed accounts, or even the same debts listed more than once. Medical debt errors are another reason debt collector, you know, may try to collect on something. A staggering 80% of the medical bills sent could have errors on them. If a medical bill has an error that can't be resolved and a person refuses to pay it, it will go to collections eventually. It can take some time to resolve billing errors, and they happen all the time with medical bills. Errors on medical bills are often related to coding errors. This occurred for me personally in the past where the medical coder didn't code the insurance correctly. And the result from this for me was the total bill of a hospital stay was due. So even though I had medical insurance, the hospital claimed $32,000 was owed and they just didn't code it correctly. Luckily, it was, you know, it was an error and they were able to determine this eventually. But the hospital just told me, you know, oh, sorry, it was a coding error. And those errors can be difficult to get fixed as well. You know, in my case, I was lucky, but that isn't the case all the time. Thieves in the form of scam artists and people that are less than truthful will also report things to collection to try and make some extra money. Another example with this I personally had was with an apartment that I rented. When I moved out, the apartment was thoroughly cleaned and left in better condition than when I moved in. And the rental office told me to put the keys in the Dropbox at the rental office, and I followed their directions. A few months later, I got a bill saying I owed $1,200 for leaving the apartment uncleaned and also for not turning the keys back in. And I refused to pay and fought the issue for some time. It eventually went to collections, and I just had to wait for years for it to fall off because I wasn't going to pay something that I didn't owe. Sometimes things just end up in collections that you may not be able to avoid. There are circumstances where debt collectors, you know, should definitely be good at what they do. An example of this would be with a person that knows they owe a debt and they have the means to pay it. There's stories all the time of, you know, people that make a lot of money that refuse to pay either their student loans while they're living in luxury and driving around in a Mercedes. Things like that do happen. And although things like this can happen, a big part of the time a debt goes to collections because the person that owes the money just does not have the funds to pay it. Debt collectors do not distinguish between, you know, good people that owe debt and the deadbeats that just don't want to pay. Debt collectors, they really don't care. They're just trying to do their job and collect the debt. Although the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act is in place to protect people from unfair debt collection practices, dishonest and unethical collectors do still exist. Even with collectors that may follow the law, they may still try to use collection tactics that are on the borderline of being honest. Being educated on what is legal with debt collection practices it's really the key to working through the process. With the likelihood of a medical billing error, credit reporting inaccuracies, and scam artists reporting items to collections, there's a real likelihood most everyone will have to deal with a debt collector at some point. Also, with the rising costs of insurance and healthcare, the possibility of not being able to fully pay for a medical issue is a reality for many people today. This could also result in being on a collector's list. If you do have a situation that ends up with a debt collector where you legitimately owe the money, always remember to negotiate. As I mentioned earlier, you can always start, you know, always start low because you can always go higher. A majority of the time, they will settle for much less. Always get everything in writing and do not work with them over the telephone. When it comes to debts that are not owed, they can be a little more difficult to challenge. Do everything you can through mail correspondence and keep the statute of limitations in mind. If it is something that just can't be resolved, unfortunately, it will just remain on your credit report until it falls off. Paying a very old debt that was not truly owed just to improve your credit, it's not something that's going to likely work. If you ever find yourself on the receiving end of a debt collector, the most important thing to remember is to always get everything in writing. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money podcast. If you have comments or questions about this podcast, visit smartstartmoney.com and look for the contact page. Join me on the next podcast as I look at 10 toxic workplace signs. If you feel your job is affecting your health, this is a podcast you're not going to want to miss. Toxic work environments are more prevalent than ever, and it could be making you ill. If your job contains a number of toxic signs, it might be time to look for something else.